Okay, so you are listening to DJLC, and this is Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And again, I have she's not so special, but she is a guest. Cassandra. Woo! Not so special, but still a guest. So, yeah, that's her. And, aw, crack. I always forget to play this song. It's supposed to be like the background. It's supposed to sound cool. But it never works out. Never works out for me. I always forget. Even had it up too. Anyways, today I will be what is on tap? Ooh, what is on tap? So I'm talking about music because the Grammys concert where they revealed the Grammy nominations was last night. And then I'll talk about what I watch on TV, which I added something than my usual three things. So I watched four things this week. That's a lot. And then my celebrity shiz. I didn't say the word. Okay, I can stop the song. Oh, where'd my iTunes go? I'm a mess today. Okay, let's pause this. Let's mute this. And so on to the Grammys. Okay, the Grammy concert was last night, and Taylor Swift and LL Cool J were the host of it, and they started off with like this like a monologue, and Taylor Swift beatboxed, and then LL Cool J sang one of Taylor Swift's songs, and it was pretty funny. What? You have to talk in the microphone, Cassandra.
I am.
Well, I can't hear you. Talk again. I have to get your levels.
You sound mean.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you. Not you personally, but your microphone. You're not on mute. Oh, gosh. I don't know what to do. Talk again. Just keep talking.
Talk.
Okay. Yeah, you just have to talk louder. That's your problem.
Sang her song mean.
Okay. Talk again. Into the microphone.
You sound mean.
See, you don't see the levels. I can't hear you in the headphone. This is a disaster. My last show, and this is a disaster. Okay, well, he sung mean. That's what she was trying to tell you. I don't know what's wrong. Wait a second. Hold on. I'm going to try this. Just trying to plug in the microphone here. Try it again. Go.
Hey.
Nope. Go.
Hello?
Oh, you can only hear me. I mean, not that that's the bad thing. Oh, is the microphone on? Dun, 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 dun. The microphone wasn't on. I'm so glad I thought of that. Okay. Gotta turn your levels down. Okay, go.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Okay. I was like, wait a second. Anyways, since that took up like 3 minutes of my time, because the microphone wasn't on. Such a handy person, though. Figured that out. Okay. So, until she was decent at beatboxing, I guess. I mean, Cassandra over here thought it was good, but...
She was good for a country singer.
I don't feel like the genre of music should matter. What if it, like...
Could you do a better job? Can you...
I could do the same job as she...
Do it.
I don't want to right now.
Please?
I'll do it later. Okay? Because if I'm wrong, I don't want to be wrong on the radio.
I think you're going to be wrong.
I don't think so, because I feel like I've done that beatbox before, the exact one she did. I'm pretty sure she recorded my beatbox and played it for hers.
That's exactly what
that
she
is.
Did.
Okay. Don't even question me. And then, okay, so record of the year. These are up for Grammy. These are Grammy nominations. We're Lonely Boy, The Black Keys, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. We Are Young by Fun. Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier. Woo! She's a hater over here. Thinking About You, Frank Ocean. Woo! I love that song. And We Are Never Getting Back Together, which I'm sorry is really overplayed. Hate to break it to you, Cassandra.
It is, but it's catchy, and I like it.
I'm so tired of it.
We haven't listened to it in
and
forever.
I'm still tired of it.
We don't even listen to it. So.
I know, and I'm still tired of it. That's saying something.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Okay, well, I'm on the radio, so my opinion counts a lot. I'm a figure of authority. Did you know that? Okay. Song of the Year, A-Team by Ed Sheeran. This one has to win, okay? Has to. He was homeless when he wrote the song, and he is just incredible, and I love him.
He's very incredible, and he deserves to win. And the other nominees...
Oh, yeah, in this category?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other nominees are Adorn by Miguel... I don't even know, and I don't care to pronounce the last name. The big thing is here is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Are you serious?
Doesn't deserve it.
Are you serious? I'm offended for America. Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. Decent. We Are Young by Fun. That's the only one that I would be okay with winning besides Ed Sheeran, because A-Team is fantastic. I might just play A-Team today. Okay? You talked me into it. You talked me into it. I feel like I have my back turned towards you, and it's weird.
Because you do.
Because my computer's over here. I'm reading. Anyways. Oh, Best New Artist was Fun, Hunter Hayes, The Lumineers, and Frank Ocean. And could there be, like, a better category filled with better artists? This is so tough.
Probably not, because that's a really good category with really good people. That's a tough one.
I'm thinking. I narrowed it down to two.
What are your two?
Frank Ocean and Fun.
Mine's probably Frank Ocean and Hunter Hayes.
I think I'd go with Fun, honestly. I really like Fun. They're so fun. I just love that pun. It never gets old.
They're fun with a period at the end. That's how fun they are.
They are. Oh, so who'd you choose? You didn't never chose.
Probably Hunter Hayes.
Okay, country. Okay, he's a country singer, right?
Correct.
He's 21. I've only heard one of the songs. Not that his age matters. I don't really care about their age. He's okay. Best pop duo: Shake It Out by Florence and the Machines. Super good song.
That's a very, very good song.
We Are Young by Fun. Super good song. Somebody That I Used to Know. Super good song, no matter what she says. And this one, Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO. Are you serious? That's like up there with Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Like, that's ridiculous. No. No. And Payphone by Maroon 5. Super good song. So, that's a good category, too, as long as Sexy and I Know It doesn't win. Like, seriously? That's ridiculous. Like, is that even, do people consider that, like, good music?
Did you see that picture of Tate Stevens, and he was dressed up as one of them, and he was going to join?
No, I didn't. I'm glad I didn't.
It was really funny.
I'm really glad I did not see that. That's a scary thought. Oh, it's my musical break. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to play, I'm a mess today.
A-Team.
Just in the track. A-Team. Stuck in her.
You should just sing it. Dream.
I should. Oh my gosh, where is my Ed Sheeran songs? Ed Sheeran. Okay, here it is. Oh, I gotta unmute this. A-Team by Ed Sheeran, and I'll be back in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'll go mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly. Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim, stay float, dry house and wet clothes. Loose change, bank notes, weary eye, dry throat, cool girl, no phone. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting. Us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland and sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. An angel will die covered in white. Closed eye, I'm hoping for a better life. This time we'll fade out tonight, straight down the line. They say she's in the class A team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand. Go mad for a couple grams, and we don't wanna go outside tonight. In the pipe we fly to the motherland, or sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly. Fly, fly. For angels to fly. To fly.
To fly. Okay, so I'm back. Cassandra's back. This is DGLC, and you're listening to Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And that was Etrian on A-Team. Grammy nominated. Woo! Vote for him. I think the Grammys are votes from fans. I'm not sure. I actually don't vote for many things. But on to what I watch on TV. And okay, I actually did watch this, not on TV, but I watched it live. It was the UK X Factor semifinals. Okay. And we found this link online, me and Cassandra here. And, well, I found it, but I shared it with her.
Thanks.
And we had to wake up early, which our early was like 12 that day. But that was early. We had to set our alarm clock so we didn't miss it. But we watched because Union J was in the semifinals. And on Saturday, they sang Beneath You're Beautiful and
I'm Already There.
Oh, it was so beautiful. Angels singing that song. That's what they were.
They really were. It was amazing.
And then Sunday was the results. This is a tough one. Very tough one.
It was heartbreaking.
Because Union J got sent home. And Christopher Maloney got to stay. And I'm pretty sure it's because his Nan, the song's from me Nan, his grandmother, which he calls his Nan, I'm pretty sure she like...
She paid somebody.
No, I'm pretty sure she like went to like her friends in the old people home and just like made them vote for him.
Stay up all night to vote for him. That's the only way
he
could
terrible.
Get through.
He was
he
terrible.
He is horrible.
What was that Michael Bublé song he sang?
Everything.
No, I thought it was Haven't Met You Yet.
I don't know. Anyways.
He sang a Michael. It was terrible.
It was horrible.
So bad. Oh my God. I can't believe he made it through. When he made it through, I jumped up and I was like, oh, I cussed. And then I was like, no. And then I like wanted to flip a table over, but we don't have tables in our apartment. So I didn't flip a table over. I just like kind of smacked the bedding. I was so angry. I just jumped up. Because he was the second person to make it through. Because first, James Arthur made it through. Decent. He's good. I was okay with that. And then Christopher Baloney made it through. And Baloney is not his real last name. I just call him Baloney. Because he is Baloney. Probably smells like Baloney, too.
His face looks like Baloney.
Songs for me, Nan. Once he made it through, I knew Union J was going home. Because the other contestant, John Mayne, has a really big fan base. And I knew he wasn't going to go home. And I was just heartbroken.
I still am.
Union J, they're my babies. I love them. Watch out, like in a year and a half, They're coming to America, I bet you. Put money down. A year and a half to 2 years, they're going to be big in America.
Are you putting $1.50?
$2 on this one.
Ooh.
I know.
Big spender here.
Just, oh, they're wonderful. I love them. Do you love them?
I love them.
We love them. And not just because they're cute, whatever. They're
look, that just adds on top.
Yeah, that's like the cherry and the peanuts on top of a sundae.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Imagine
but they're really
they're
good singers.
What they're going to look like in 2014.
I can't even. Don't. I'll just have a heart attack right here and die. Just, So, in the finals, it's Christopher Maloney and his nan. Jamaine and James Arthur. And right now, I want James Arthur to win.
But Union J thinks Christopher's going to win, and I'm very upset.
It's because of
that.
Her nan. His nan.
His nan. Her nan. Either way, yeah. The nan is causing
He's
it.
He's got the nan factor.
Not the, X factor.
And the finals are Saturday and Sunday, so they'll be performing Saturday, and then the results will be Sunday. And I don't really know if I'm going to watch. I kind of want to watch because Union J is going to come back inside to watch it for them. And they're going to be in Manchester. And I didn't know that until after I made this proclamation that I was going to transfer to Manchester next year, just because other reasons.
There's multiple reasons on
that
list.
Yeah, there is multiple
that
reasons.
And now that's just on our list after the fact that we decided.
But we're not going to be there for it.
But they'll perform again.
I don't think at Manchester.
I'm almost positive.
I'm just saying.
Well, we'll still be there.
But yeah. So I'm transferring to Manchester. Woo! And so is Sandra. Cassandra over here. Sandra. You're Sandy D. Look at me. I'm Sandra D. Anyways, what was that? Don't do that. Don't make that noise. People don't want to hear that on the radio. They'd rather hear my beautiful voice. And don't brush your shoulder against the mic, too. I heard that, too. Stop. No. It sounds like you're rubbing something out. Like you're rubbing like nipples or something. It's really weird. Anyways, can you change your breath? Can you talk? Okay. So we're moving on to the US X Factor. And the top four is revealed tonight. And right now there's Fifth Harmony, Emblem 3, Tate Stevens, Diamond White, Carly Rose, and Carly Rose, Sonnenklair, and CeCe Frey. And CeCe Frey needs to go home. She sucks terribly. Like I can sing better than her.
You do sing better than her.
Thank you. I'm going to go on X Factor next year, too.
You are.
The UK X Factor, though, because there's no competition for me in America.
And
they're all peasants.
And because we're going to be in Manchester, so you'd have to.
Yeah. And so she should go home. And Demi angers me. Like, all I did yesterday when I watched it was yell at Demi to shut up. Like, I wish she could hear me.
That's all she did, really.
Oh, God, that woman's annoying. She's so stupid. Just because you're 20 doesn't mean you know what's hip. Ugh. Okay. Anyways, this is the something new I watched. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. I mean, I feel weird bragging about I watched it, but it was Tuesday, and Justin Bieber, I was like, got to call him something else.
What were you going to call him?
Bruno. Justin Bruno.
Because Bruno Mars was there, too.
Bruno Mars and Rihanna. Why did I put Justin twice?
That's probably how important he is to you.
No, he's not. Don't tell Kim that.
I'm going to text her right now.
You don't even have her number.
Your phone's right there.
Yeah, you can't reach it. Just in case you can, I'm going to move it. Anyways. And Justin did good. Oh, he was like awestruck. Like he was just like his face during the performances.
He was in heaven.
Yeah, he was. And like
he was
I feel like
heaven.
The models were like just as stoked as he was.
I think they were actually more stoked than he was.
I even put on here Justin's face. Rihanna was looking a mess though. I don't know what she was wearing. Or what she was singing. I don't even know. She's just a mess. I do not like that woman. And, oh, they're, okay. Every year they have, like, that $2 million bra that's supposed to be, like, fantastic and amazing. And they showed it for, like, 3 seconds. And I had to, like, go online to figure out if that was the one. And it wasn't even that spectacular. I was severely disappointed in your $2 million expense there.
They didn't showcase it.
Yeah, they didn't show.
It was, like, in the middle of the.
Wasn't greatly showed. If you, like, blinked, you would have missed it. It was terrible.
You would have.
Anyways, so on the Glee. Oh, my gosh. Last week. What can I even not say? Like, that was fantastic. Oh, it was better than the previous week. And except for, okay, they sang Gangnam Style, which I was really uncomfortable with, and I felt embarrassed for them. It was terrible. But then one of the girls, Marley, she collapsed. I was hoping she's going to poop herself because she took laxatives, but no such deal. She did not poop herself, unfortunately. And then they sang this song called Let's Have a Kiki / Turkey Lurkey Time. And at first I was like, this is ridiculous. But slowly it was like haunting me in my dreams. And I like love the song now. It's like my guilty pleasure. Really guilty. Really, really guilty. It's like really obnoxious, isn't it?
Very,
and
very.
I play it like 5 times a day at least.
It's very obnoxious. You should YouTube it just so you know what she's listening to.
Yeah, it's called Let's Have a Kiki / Turkey Lurkey Time Glee. You'll find it, and it's something.
And if you don't think that's it, it's it.
Oh, it's it. And it's made me use the word Kiki a lot more often. I love it. Oh, the best part of this whole entire episode was when Blaine and Kurt called each other and they end up saying, I love you. Oh, I almost died. I almost died, didn't I? I just like almost fell on my chair.
I think you might have.
No, I didn't. I really didn't fall on the chair this time. And I put the slap fight on here, but really I don't want to talk about it. I have other things to talk about further down this list here. I'm even going to skip the musical break next. Okay, so the spoilers. I can't remember what the trailer was for this week, so I can't say anything about it. And the Christmas episode is next week. It's called Glee, actually. And Blaine and Tina are joining the Cheerios. Oh, I'm so excited. That's tonight's episode, I'm pretty sure, because I saw pictures on Tumblr. Skip musical break. Celebrity shiz. Kate Middleton is pregnant with twins? ? Royal baby? That's really weird. Okay, well, she was admitted to the hospital for some condition that I can't pronounce, and I'm not going to try to pronounce because I didn't even write it down. But then she's all gravy now and out of the hospital. I even wrote gravy in my notes. Okay, but this is one of my favorite parts, my Christmas list. This has nothing to do with celebrities. Well, kind of has to do with celebrities, but not really. I just want to add my Christmas list in here. I actually made a PowerPoint. It's my Christmas / birthday list because my birthday is 3 days after Christmas, so it's like, whatever, if you want to get me 2 things off this list, you can give me one for Christmas, one for my birthday, I will go through it. So first, I'm going to go through it fast, though. Oh my god, why can't I go to the next slide? Next slide, thank you. Okay, well first, I have a onesie from One Piece. And they're fantastic. Like, all the X Factor contestants have them. I love them. Anyways, Union J. So on my slideshow, I sent this slideshow to my mom. I told her to pass it on, but I don't think she has. There's a picture of Union J, and it says, this is Union J. They are British. They are from X Factor. They sing good. And then if Union J doesn't work out, I would like a member from Union J. His name is George Shelley. Therefore, he is British because he's from Union J. He also sings well, and he reminds me of cupcakes. And I have a picture of One Direction, and it says, this is obvious. And it says, do I need to say anything else? But I think One Direction will be hard to get your hands on. So I have one... This is pretty much what I want the most out of all this list, out of the entire list. It's Harry Styles. Oh, God, I passed it. I would never ask for anything again. That was one of my points, so why you should give me him. And you can... Oh, I have some pictures, and it says you can tell by the pictures that clothing is optional. And it says, I mean, come on, look at him, Mom. He's just so pretty. And then lastly, a hedgehog, because I saw this picture, and like I really want a hedgehog now. Like, it's not even funny. And they can live on dry cat food. They're cute. They like baths. They are tiny. They play in hedgehog wheels. I would like a female. No male hedgehog, please. I have my reasons. I will name this hedgehog Ross Sebastian III. And even though it's a girl, I want a girl hedgehog. It can be named whatever it wants. Like, don't hate. Don't be sexist. And I will love her. That's my last point. And it's, I know exactly what you're thinking right now. That going to Mexico is enough. And it is. But this bliss can be passed on. It says, thank you for your time, Mother. I hope you liked this time I spent on this. I hope you liked this and I spent much time on this. And her response was, you have too much time on your hands. Rude. So, Cassandra, what's on your wish list?
On my wish list? Well, number one, like, your number one's Harry Styles. My number one's Louis Tomlinson. What isn't there to like about this man? Everything. Got everything.
Big old booty.
Booty, yes.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
It's like two butts put in one.
Rocking everywhere.
But if he doesn't work, I would be fine with JJ from Union J.
Bring it back to me at the Players Club. Keep going. I'm saying background music for you.
That's about all I want, really.
So you just want two men. You don't even want, like, anything actually reasonable. That's not illegal. Honestly, my
how
mom...
How would that be illegal?
My mom brought this up, and she's like, so you want me to kidnap people? And I was like, no.
No, it'd
like,
be a-
I feel like they're fairly nice guys. If you told them the situation, I feel like they'd be like, okay, like, I can come die for at least a day.
That's all I want.
Yeah, that's all.
If they want to stay longer.
Yeah, it's their choice.
More power to them, but...
I'm not trying to kidnap them.
It would technically be adult nipping.
That's what I was saying. Don't try to be that video. Okay? She tried to, like, reference this video, and it doesn't work. The joke was cat nipped. And you can't do adult nipped. That doesn't make sense.
You understood, though.
I did.
So, my point was got across.
But to not to anyone else.
So...
Anyways, okay, so Justin Bieber clearly is a little booty tickled because he didn't get a Grammy. And, like, him and, like, fans and his people, like, his manager and his bodyguard, they're, like, tweeting about how his music speaks for itself. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da. And I'm just, I don't know. I don't feel like he deserves a Grammy either. Neither does One Direction. And neither does Carly Rae Jepsen. And...
Nicki LMFAO. Minaj.
Oh, she's not on the list.
I know. Thank God.
I know. Like, they don't deserve Emmys. I'm sorry. Grammys. They don't have Emmys because that's for acting, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah. He's really boo tickled. And then, like, the whole argument was Michael Jackson didn't get a Grammy until he was 22. So, Justin doesn't need to have one now. The music speaks for him. Okay. Keep telling yourself that. Okay. So, last week... I was talking about Janelle from Teen Mom and how she didn't want to go to a court date because she didn't want to miss her Kesha concert because Kesha is her idol.
She didn't want to go to jail.
Okay, jail, whatever. Court date, jail. She didn't want to do something that was legally binding because of her obsession with Kesha. And she's like, I watch her videos like 30 times a day. God, I'd shoot
she's
myself.
She's my idol.
I'd shoot myself. I had to watch Kesha 30 times a day. But, Kesha tweeted her back. I was like, don't let the man hold you down. We are who we are. Which, first off, that last line is a lyric from her song. So, way to be original, Kesha. Like, you can't, I don't know. That just irritates me.
She kind of was. It's her song.
It's not, but she didn't write it. Come on. That's not actually, she may have sung it, but, like, you can't even give, like, good advice without using your own song. Like, that's just weird to me. We are who we are. Anyways, don't let the man hold you down. Stick it. You gotta get stick it to the moniosis. Any, you haven't seen. I don't even know what the movie's called. Never mind. Psh, over people's head. Okay, and then Demi Lovato. Okay, I was going.
Lovato.
I can't talk. Okay. Anyways, so I was like scrolling on E News. Like, what can I talk about? La 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 la, this isn't interesting at all. And then I saw Demi Lovato goes partying in Miami. And I was like, E! News, why do you think I actually care? Like, E! News really has, like, the dumbest stories. Like, who has, like, the best dressed? Kristen Stewart, really, E! News? You're stupid. And what was some other ones? There's, like, something about Lindsay Lohan being a Wanted fan. Like, the band The Wanted. Not that she's wanted by the law, but she is. And, yeah, that's stupid. Why do I care? Okay, but then Mario Lopez, he is everywhere. If you don't know him, then you live under a rock. Got married to Courtney Mazza. If you don't know her, that's normal. I don't know who she is either. They got married on Saturday in Mexico. And Shakira is pregnant. Shakira. And Rick Ross, the rapper. Why do I have nothing to say about these things? Like, they're just all, like, pretty self-explanatory, pretty neutral. What's wrong with celebrities? Like, get interesting. That's why you're celebrities. If I was a celebrity, like, if I was famous, I'd always do something interesting. Not so much, like, Lindsay Lohan interesting, but, like, I'd keep it fresh. And Rick Ross, his show got canceled due to death threats. And, so... Look for him being dead sometime. I feel like in the rap community, should I say, that they take that stuff very seriously. And I'm actually going to play a song now. Oh, I'm going to play a Little Mix song.
Ooh.
Oh. The wings or DNA?
DNA.
Okay, so this is a girl group from the UK. They were on the UK X Factor last year. They won it. Their name is Little Mix. Let's say a half, 6 months to a year coming to America. Money down, that's $3 on that one. So this is Little Mix DNA. Oh, I gotta click the song first. Okay, here.
Does he tell you he loves you when you least expect it? Does he flutter in your heart when he kisses your neck? No scientist or biology, it's obvious when he's holding me. It's only natural that I'm so affected. Oh, and my heart won't beat again if I can't feel him in my veins. No need to question, I already know. It's in his DNA.
Little Mix with DNA. So good. I love that song. And this is DGLC, and you're listening to Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And I have... I almost said the wrong name. Did you... Cassandra.
That's Cassandra.
Oh, I would have been so terribly embarrassed if I said something else.
I can't believe you right now. You're lucky you caught yourself.
It was a Freudian slip. Anyway, so Okay, buckle your seatbelts, everyone, because this is a loaded topic. Just don't move the microphone. What have I told you? That's like rule number one of radio. Not that you're in radio, but that's rule number one. Let me know. Everyone knows now. Rule number one, don't move the mic. Don't leave the mic stand where it squeaks and crap. I was going to say something else, and I caught myself. Because you can't say the S word on radio. So, loaded topic. One Direction. Let's hear some... angels singing here. So last week I talked about the whole like Mr. X thing, storm coming, MSG. MSG was Monday. Nothing happened. But like Saturday and Sunday, all over the internet, there was like people sending death threats to One Direction. Really cryptic ones. And I was taken aback. Why would you want to kill those precious angels? Oh, I love them. But yeah, there's death threats talking about like someone's going to shoot them. And one was sent to like their family.
It was really, Niall's family.
Yeah, and like how he's going to sleep forever. That's so weird. Like, don't ever, especially not Niall. He's like the most precious cupcake.
He's the sweetest one out of
the group. He's the nicest one. I've met him twice. Count him. One, two, twice. Nicest one. Oh, he's adorable.
Can I burst your bubble?
Go ahead, try. Try to burst my bubble because it's not bursting. Because I met him twice. How many times have you met him? Oh, right. A big fat zero. Anyways. Okay, if looks could kill, I'd be dead. Just turn back to your mic. Don't even look at me over here. Anyways, MSG was Monday, and there's a live stream. So, of course, me and Cassandra watched the entire concert. That was my second concert.
It was my first one.
And we got to stay in the comfort of our own rooms in our nice pajamas. It was kind of early, huh? It was like 5, I guess, here. 5, 6, 7. Yeah, it was 5. I slept through the opening act, so. Which was Ed Sheeran, BT dubs. It was awesome.
But, how do you know you slept through?
Because you downloaded. I was getting to that next, okay? That you downloaded the entire concert, so we listened to it again today. Anyways. So that was on Monday. And it was so good. And I enjoyed it. And I tweeted about it. If you know my personal Twitter, you will see it. Not that I'm going to get my personal Twitter out here. Not that anyone listens here, but... okay, so Ed Sheeran opened. So good. I mean, he played one song that I didn't particularly care for, but it was still good. Like, it was better than a lot of songs out there. And he played A-Team and Lego House. Did he play Little Bird?
I don't think so.
It was Kiss Me, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I love that song.
You should tell him the hairy thing with the Lego house in Christmas.
Okay, last year, I just saw this online. Last year, One Direction was asked if they could have a Secret Santa, who would it be and what would they give? And One Direction is friends with Ed Sheeran. And so Harry Styles was like, Ed Sheeran's, one of his songs is called Lego House. And Harry Styles was like, oh, I'd pick Ed Sheeran and I'd get him a Lego house. I thought it was funny. And Cassandra thought it was funny. Ooh, God. I need to stop talking. I'm just going to like call you like Sea Dog or something so I don't mess it up. Okay, so their concert was Monday. On Sunday, they were photographed all over the city with their significant others because all their girlfriends came down and their families, except for Niall. He doesn't have a girlfriend. So
Niall hung out with his mom.
He hung out with his mom the whole time and ate hot dogs.
But he did.
But there's like everyone pictures. Else's girlfriend came and Taylor Swift was there with Harry and they took his goddaughter to the zoo. It was adorable. If only she was cut out of the pictures. Perfect.
You mean Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Taylor Swift. Not his goddaughter. She's adorable. Seen that baby too when I met him.
Yes, I know. I know. I've seen all the pictures.
I know. It was awesome. Okay, and then after the concert, they had an after party. And Taylor Swift didn't go to the concert, but she went to the after party. And then these two, obviously drunk, walk out hand in hand. It's the first time they're holding hands, BT dubs in public, photographed, go to her hotel. And then, of course, the next day, he's photographed taking the walk of shame. He definitely looks like a walk of shame, too. His head's down and just clearly like, oh, you guys know what I'm doing, but I wish you guys didn't. And then she comes walking out like an hour later, and she looks like she's on top of the world, like with her coffee and like her little cute little outfit, and she's walking out like, heck yeah, tapped that. Not that I wouldn't be super stoked, but. And then, wait, where am I? Okay, I'm on there. Okay. So he does the walk of shame. And then Tuesday night, he tries to go back to her hotel. And it's like pretty late there. It's 11 o'clock there. Or was it 11 o'clock here?
It was 11 there.
It was 11 there. And he's photographed like running into the hotel. Clearly,
he booked it, but he didn't book it.
Okay,
fast
when
enough.
Cassandra told me, she was like, oh, he snuck into her hotel. I was like, well, then how did everyone know if he snuck into it? And she's like, well, there's photographs. I was like, so basically he just went. Like, that's not sneaking. If someone catches you, it's not sneaking anymore. You're just going now. And, okay, if that's not a booty call, I don't know what is. That was definitely a booty call because he was clearly in his hotel just doing whatever, probably, like, I don't know. I don't want to say.
Building a Lego house.
I was going to say something else, but it wasn't appropriate. Probably watching TV or something. And she totally texted him, was like, hey, big boy.
That's her exact text message.
Why don't you come over for some fun? And he was like, okay. And so definitely a booty call there. Which I don't know. I guess I didn't think him to be one to answer booty calls. But then he's a guy, so definitely, never mind. Take back what I said. He would totally answer a booty call.
Apparently, he did.
Okay, got it. And then Danielle and Liam are back together. Angel sing. Woo! They're cute together. And Eleanor and Perry also showed up. Perry is Zane's girlfriend. Eleanor is Louie's girlfriend. They showed up. And Perry had purple hair. And it's just, she looks exactly like Katy Perry. And then, okay, here it goes. Are you going to add anything? Like, you're like, oh, I want to talk about One Direction. And then you're not, like, saying anything. You can, like, butt in. You can interrupt me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep talking. I'm used to having a one-man show here. One woman show. I'm not a man. Yeah, go. Talk. Go.
What day was it when they, on Monday night, after the after party, Harry and Taylor left at 4 o'clock in the morning. Second time they were spotted.
I know what she's going to talk about now.
Yeah. And in Taylor Swift's song, Come Back, Be Here.
Wait. Backstory. This is her theory on who Mr. X is. Go.
Anyways, so in her song, Come Back, Be Here, there's a lyric that says, 4 a.m., second day. So obviously, Taylor Swift knew she was going to be with Taylor Swift. Like,
she was going to be with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift knew she was going to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That's how good she is. She knew. She saw the future. She wrote this song about Harry. She knew on...
It's totes about him. Like,
it totally is, because she's in New York when he's in London, and then when she's in London, he was in New York, and that's what the song's about. And then on the 4 a.m. second day, and also Mr. X said that Haler, which is their name.
Couple names, yeah, stupid.
It really is.
Hara is better.
Hat is better.
Hara is better. Harry and Laura, BT dubs. That's the best couple name out there. Go.
Mr. X said that Haler would be spotted on December 2nd.
And they were.
They were. That was the first time they were spotted together. So therefore, my theory, with all of these things added together, the only person who could be Mr. X isn't Simon Cowell.
Oh, no. Not him.
It's Taylor Swift.
What? Who would have guessed?
Taylor. Simon, too,
because she
probably
can foresee the future, clearly. So that's her theory. She wrote the theory down on a piece of paper, and it's hanging over my bed now.
I also made her.
Red. Oh. Talk about the... Okay. Taylor Swift's CD is Red, and she made a whole thing about why it's all about Harry Styles. Go.
Okay, so... Red is the 18th letter in the alphabet.
Red is not the 18th letter.
I mean,
R is.
R is the 18th letter in the alphabet. Harry is 18 years old. E is for Edward.
That's Harry's middle name.
Yes. And then D is the fourth letter in the alphabet.
He has four nipples.
And if you didn't know, Harry has four nipples.
He really does.
So therefore, He's 18. His middle name's Edward, and he's four nipples. So four red nips. Is all about him.
That's her theory. She also drew that out on a card, and it's hanging next to my bed.
I also made you that Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. She made me a Christmas tree of men, and like Harry Styles is the star, and it has all these other men as the ornaments. But in they like order. Go down rankings of like how I like them. It's awesome. And she also drew me a house today. She took a really long time when I fell asleep while she was drawing it.
I did. It's Laura's and Harry's mansion.
It is a mansion,
and
too.
I'm not done with it because it's just the outside, and it's the front outside. I still need to do the back outside and then the
inside. The backyard with my pool.
With the pool with the waterfall.
Yeah.
And then with the hot tub. And then what else did I say you had back there?
Like those motocross.
Oh, yeah, because she's having twins with him. That's my theory. Twin boys. And so there's going to...
In the future, not now.
So there's going to
be... I've only met him once.
A dirt bike track, because they're going to ride dirt bikes. And then she's going to also have a little girl. And she's going to have this Barbie Lamborghini set up. And so...
Yeah, she talked about this for like an hour last night. She like described every room in my house, those air quotes around that. And she described my kids... And so then I felt I had to repair, so we stayed up to like 3 in the morning just describing each other's lives.
And she's also going to have a dog named Curly.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, our whole entire family will have curly hair. Because I have curly hair, he has curly hair, so of course our kids are going to have curly hair. And so the dog might have curly hair, too. And named Curly.
There's a doghouse in your picture.
I know, it says Curly on it. Okay, and then Taylor Swift, she left New York to go to Nashville for the Grammys. And then she flew back. And she was seen leaving his hotel this morning. Sneaky. You were caught, though. And they were like, okay, so then the day, like, all their girlfriends left, Taylor Swift left, there were, like, seen about New York, and, like, Louis and Niall were, like, dancing in the middle of Times Square, and they were all, like, photographed hanging out of the sunroof of cars.
Zayn wasn't. Zayn was MIA. Okay. For the whole day.
Well, they were all, like, hanging out cars filming themselves, and Louis got pulled over, and, like, the police then, like, did not, I don't even think he gave him a ticket. He just proceeded to ask for a picture.
And there's pictures of him taking the picture.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
And then today, they're pre-recording the David Letterman show, which airs tomorrow night, and I'm watching it, and I have a note here that says, Harry looking so good.
They're all looking really good.
But when does he not look good,
though? But in the picture, it looks like Niall's being killed.
I was talking about that video we watched where they're signing stuff with the, when he had that leather jacket on.
Yeah, he looked
beanie.
Real good. Oh, ho, ho. He looked real good today.
He'll always be looking good, though, honestly.
Huh. He'll probably be going to Taylor's tonight.
Don't ruin this for me.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, but yeah, because I have this next note. Oh, and then tonight. Okay, well, Harry Styles, his bodyguard, was seen carrying a little, like, his little...
Duffel
overnight bag. So then everyone's like, he's obviously gonna go to Taylor Swift's hotel. Another booty call, like pre-arranged booty call, though, clearly. And they were offered, One Direction was offered to be spokesperson for like a condom brand in America, but they turned it down. Just let that sink in. And then tomorrow they're also playing at, I totally think tomorrow's Jingle Ball.
It is.
So they're going to be playing again at MSG, along with Taylor Swift and The Wanted.
Awkward.
Yes, because first off, okay, Harry Styles is sleeping with Taylor Swift. That's not awkward enough. Zayn Malik from One Direction got into a fight with a member from The Wanted over Twitter. It was, like, outrageously ridiculous and stupid. I couldn't even believe they were fighting. And he just started calling me a geek. He was like, wow, you're a geek. They fight like little girls. And Louis and Zayn. Okay, Zayn, first off, needs to stop doing this. But they got new tattoos on their right arm. Zayn has, like, enough tattoos. God, his whole body's going to cover in tattoos.
He pulls them off, though.
I don't care. He just needs to stop.
Harry needs to stop.
They both need to stop. So I'll put it that way. And, then I have my little mix... spiel here. Okay, so Little Mix, I talked about them before, but Perry, she's in Little Mix, she's dating Zayn, and I said on here everyone should listen to Little Mix. They only have 2 songs out. I mean, you can go on X Factor and you can search them, you can watch all the performances, which they were all good. They used to be Rhythmix, but then they had to change their name due to legal issues. And I'm pretty sure they won last season. They were on last season. And they are so cute together. So cute. I spelled died wrong. Like, I spelled died like she died, but I just meant died like her hair. I don't know why I'm changing that. It's not like anyone sees my notes. Ooh, I spit on the mic. Sorry. I don't think anyone has a show after this, but... So, do you have anything else to add? Because we have 10 minutes, and I'm at the bottom of my list. Ooh, I moved the microphone.
Yeah, you did. What's the number one rule?
Number one.
You broke it.
I know, but you couldn't hear it that much, so not like yours. Don't do it. I knew you were going to.
No, I really wasn't.
So, what else did I say? Okay, if we're talking about One Direction, let's talk about Louis's butt here for a second.
Oh, gosh. Tell them what you made me.
Oh, okay, so... Since she likes Louis and he has a really nice butt, I found all these pictures of his butt and I cut them out. Well, I print them out and cut them out and I put them all over her mirror.
So I look at that every morning, every afternoon, when I
There's
get ready for bed.
Some really good photos on there.
Him on that surfboard.
Him butt naked.
That one's good too.
That was the best one. If I do say so myself, that was a nice picture. He's got a nice bum on him.
He really does.
I just ate the microphone. I'm too close. I'm getting too excited. And then, like, her mirror was already covered, so then I gave her the leftovers, and so she has, like, a little collage next to her bed.
Right next to my Louis poster.
And, like, I don't know, like, his butt is fantastic. Like, seriously, he can wear sweatpants, and they'll still look good on him. Like, when normal people wear sweatpants, it's like, okay, a person in sweatpants, but when he wears sweatpants, like, bam! Look at that.
But yeah, really, he really, really pulls sweatpants
yeah,
off.
I
like
know.
when you think of somebody in sweats, oh, they just rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
But when Louis does it, it's like,
well, it's like an attack on your hormones,
really,
like a planned
yeah.
attack. And
today he was wearing sweatpants and he
yeah,
didn't
he
want
was.
To be photographed.
No, he wasn't wearing like sweatpants. He was wearing like track pants.
Niall was wearing sweatpants.
Yes, he was.
And he's like,
headshots only.
Headshots only.
Do you know how you look in those pants? Come on.
Like, I don't know.
Like, if these girls are smart, they're taking pictures of your butt as you're walking away. That's what I was trying to do when I met them. I was like, snap, snap, snap. So, yeah. Okay, well, we can have, like, yeah, you know, we have a couple more minutes. You know, do you have anything else to say? No? We don't want dead air, so if
no.
you're not going to talk, don't talk. I mean, if you're going to talk, talk. If you're not, then just say something. No? There's dead air. This is terrible. Anyways, I guess she doesn't have anything to say. She's not saying anything. So, this I'm going to play another song, but I'm not going to come back from this song. I'm going to be gone.
Rock Me.
I'm going to play Wings. I've already played Rock Me on here like 4 times.
So?
Okay, fine. I'll play Rock Me. Gotta go search
Thank
for it
you.
Now.
Thank
I wish
you.
I could play Teenage Dirtbag, but it's too, like, cheery.
You
Not
should.
Like it's happy, but, like, you can hear the crowd cheering for them. And it's really, this girl screams really loud in the song.
You should still play it.
Nope.
That one's a good one.
One Direction.
That is One Direction.
I know, but I'm going to my One Direction section. Anyways, okay, I'm going to play Rock Me from their new album, Take Me Home. And I will not come back, so this is a goodbye until next time, which will be sometime in January, maybe February. That's a long time for you guys to stay away from me, I know. But this has been DJLC on the very last Tinsel Talk of the year, only at radio.dominican.edu. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye.